Shir Chav Dalet and Taruv is continued. Yud Gimel Sivan Hei Tov Shem Yom Gimel May 25th, 1983, on Wednesday continued.
Applies it to the Shaila of the Rosh Hashanah. This is what it has to say. What? So he said, who then is because of Tam says Shom Lahatam, if you have the Rav, the Rosh Hashanah, 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 the ושיאים שם בהפלך תיכון ולהסחבי תלו כי מדי כאן הוא יסבלוע נמצא מה נספור הזו יסבלוע אלא לבד יש לו את יפתיר ולהסחבי ולא לבד לא משש מתיר אם כן המי כוסף שם בתרומס הדשן זה לא אביב חבר לא ידעו שיש מתיר כי מי שיש לו היתה מצמי הוא אפילו לא אביב הוא יודע מטעם לא חבר רק יסבלוע ויסו, זה צוון קשה כאן ויסו כושר רמות כאן דמי הוא צריך לא עושה סתם גם בכלי משום שצורך יצורך But the Rambo applies this longness, this concept of in Asura Mahmasatsma, Mahmasisa, Ligabi, Ligabi, Domashish Matirin as well. So the question arises, how is it the Rambo in the previous scene? He says, I mean, the Rambo says, but he agrees with it because he made a certain agoy. But on the road, we don't see the Rosh Hashanah. And the Rambam explains it, which is all, when it's all of its soils, like the Rosh Hashanah. So if, let's say, a certain spoon became contaminated, because it handled, it handled, let's say, whatever. So, and then this spoon that became contaminated because of the Rosh Hashanah became mixed up with two other spoons, so there is bit of the road of Yom Tzvi of age, and we don't say the Rosh Hashanah on account of the fact that it's possible to make a gore and to extract the Bria Zizah. Why not? Because it involves monetary laws. Why does the Rav, the Mechaber and the Ramo have to? Why does the Ramo? Well, the Mechaber doesn't mention this thing, but why does the Ramo have to resort to the fact that it involves monetary laws? He could simply say, even if it will not involve monetary laws. So it's not a demonstration of material, because this spoon is not also Machmas Atzmo. This spoon is also because it has a degree of Chilet, it has a degree of Nevela, it has a degree of Chaza. So it's not also Machmas Atzmo, it's only also Machmas Abulua Biseicho. So in Nevela we can't apply the demonstration of material. Why does Ramo have to emphasize? So it will hate your love, so it's like Chilet. Even if it will not involve monetary laws, it will still be bought. There's the second part. So, very strong kashas. But, Visuko shal Ramo kam, damai hu kwas istam gabi kulim shim so, kim so is, lo maratam lo avar isa bulua, vinire bin Ramo kosas vom, leilu al pisa veta, klau chofei din yute, vizel ishenit, ukli ishenit, sami kli asi, sami kari machirei, vopo biro, viav hop ishef, shalai gilon, when mikhe dova she ishlo matirin leser, kulo machi yagile, nachas shim ishiro mi gufa, ולגור המדבר יש להם משה, מעשרה ובגליה, ובירדי המפול הם עושים כל חובי משם ברש בו, משום שצורך ליצור עד כאן שאין שאין אבו יש דיסה והתר, זה איזה אינטרסט. So, we have it from the Sadeshen, and the Sadeshen discusses the problem of the machine from appearing in the case of the Hoshanim in the Hotel of New York. So the Sadeshen says that it's got a role, and we cannot Aseret on the basis of the Aloch and the Rosh Hashanah Tirin, because there is a way of using it out its li, because there is a way of using it out its li, so doesn't bring it within the category of the Rosh Hashanah Tirin. Otherwise, it rejects the Shita of the li. Then there is a Misa Beheta that says, in connection with the kli that became contaminated, a spoon that was the Leisa, and that was mixed up with two other spoons that are not us. So then there is a bit of the rod and we do not say the Rosh Hashanah material on account of the fact that it's beyond to make a goal and extract the Bria. So he says, why not? Because it's not also Machmas Atzme, it's Osea Machmas Abulu Adiseichet. It's Osea Machmas Abulu Adiseichet. So he mentions the case of Krishna and Abulu Adiseichet, that it's not the Rosh Hashanah material, and because of it in the fact that it involves its own, because that's the Rashba. And in connection with Chetichah Shalimim Lechotei Gimel Yomim. So he mentions, because it's not also Machmas Atzmo, it's also only Machmas Abulovitz. Oh, so the Ramon says, that's the last one. Harim Lifonecho Aldin HaKli based on. So we find in connection with Kli, we have two times. One time mentioned by the Rashbo, because it involves its choice, monetary laws, and one time mentioned by the Isabeheter, it's not also Machmas Atzmo, or Machmas Abulovitz. So in the Teras Chatos, he mentions that in the name of the Tumas Hadeshem Tzimtzum. How is it that the Taz mentions that the Ramor in Teras Chatos mentions that Bishayim Tumas Hadeshem Tzimtzum Kufayim? The Ramor here says Tumas Hadeshem Tzimtzum Kufayim. So that's a raya. I mean, there is a lot of talk about it. All these Bishayim Poskim who are mentioned in parentheses, was it put in by the Ramor himself or somebody else later? So put it in, you know, to make it easier for the student of Torah. I mean, so we know how to look up where the sources are. So I mean, that's discussed. I mean, it's not clear whether all these Marav Kenes that are mentioned in parentheses in the Ramor, whether that was put in by the Ramor himself or somebody else. You see that the Taz here says the Abshe the Tereschatos Kosav Dovos Zeh Bishayim Tum Hadesh and Simen Kupai. Why does he have to go to another Mokim Tereschatos? Right here he says Tum Hadesh and Simen Kupai. Apparently in the Taz text that did not appear. Alright, that's not important. Anyway, so he says the Abshe the Tereschatos Kosav Dovos Zeh Bishayim Tum Hadesh and Simen Kupai Zeh Mishay Tok Polof Mishnose Tore. You see the way, I mean, he doesn't want to express himself that the Ramor made a mistake. So he says the same thing, but he uses a euphemistic expression. Tokfall of Mishnose. In other words, because he was so preoccupied with Torah that for the moment, you know, it slipped out of his mind, or perhaps there was a slip of the pen. So in other words, is toyevi maramoki abo bigufa di yokekos al pisaveta. So too, the maramokim is not in kain. The maramokim is not relevant to this aloche. But this aloche is mentioned by the Isaveta. But by the Isaveta, it's mentioned in connection with the case of ikui shebolaise Hashem isare b'kifol macherim. But and the Ramor applies it to the case of chticho sholim hotel gimyon. But the aloche is mentioned yokekos. Alright, so far so good. Now it becomes very complicated, this piece of time. Gufadin Yopekos of Alpizaret. Now, that's like a new scene, actually. This is like a new scene. So, he says, Veil Hashem, Maishne Mitibasyayim. So here he says that if the Isa is only gives it half, so then we don't say Dovashish Matirim only when we have the Mamoshes in Isa. So why do we say now? Why do we say that if somebody asserted yayin, he asserted a certain kind of wine, let's say, suppose somebody made an edda, he asserts all the kedem wine upon himself. All the kedem wine. So maybe it's also, then one drop of kedem wine fell into a big hobbyist. What other one should I use? Shapiro's one. Okay, so a big hobbyist of Shapiro's one. It's mimine. So then I feel that was the bottom. A big hobbyist. And one drop of ketamine that he has there. So, fellow, so the halacha is applicable. Why? Because it's Rabbi Sheish Matinin. Let him go to three Jews and mention his neder and the eschatore, so it doesn't matter. But it's there, it's even less than let's say a chticha of Isa that was cooked with many chtichas of Eter, and then he took out, so it has a tam of the chticha of Isa. So he say we don't apply Dovashir Shematirin after the Dalek Rebotu. Alaskamu Yechamu here, who doesn't give a tam, nothing, I mean one droplet of wine in a big barrel of wine. So he says, they were actually smashing with the Siyayin Shosar of the Nedra, Shenof of the Chobiyas, the Havet Dova Shemish of Matil, the Shom will have a Belua El Tarub, Um Amoshi Shalisa who Shom, Um Mitchilo Yodova Nifra de Kiyatsme, Al Kain in a Tarub is Matil, Kin the Havet Dova Shemish of Matil, Mashenik in the Chazu, but this, in other words, because the Amor doesn't say that Dova Shemish of Matil, Ahil Belus, the Bobo, is only when the Isa is something substantial of substantial size. He says it's only when we have the mamoshes. But once we have the mamoshes, the size doesn't mean anything, doesn't make any difference whether the size of the kazais or a hundred of the kazais or a thousand of the kazais, even one small droplet. So, but the droplet is mamoshes. One drop of Kedem's wine which he has on the leather. So that's the Mamoshe Seiza. Mashaikin here, true, here it gives it time, but there is no Mamoshe Seiza, it's only the minute particles that are invisible. That's not considered Mamoshe Seiza. In case of Yayin, even though it doesn't give it time, so you drop one droplet of wine, that is the Asad Neda, so that's Mamoshe Seiza. All right, Elo the caution. Mass volume do we have a negotiation material in this abilion? What is the swore? This aloha, that if it's not osa mahmasats, so then it should not mahmasabulua be say, so then we don't apply the aloha dosha material. What's the swore? So do we have a negotiation material in this abilion? Kim shall coponium ye shed al lichazu, will you kill the battles in the off with the whole negotiation material? In other words, he is raising, he is contesting the whole concept that if something is not also machmas atzmei, but machmas abelua b'seichel, we don't apply the law of Dovashi Yishmatir. Where do we find this concept? In regard to Chichorin Yishabe. So Chichorin Yishabe, everybody agrees. There it's not a controversial point. Because they are its mistake. Because why is Chicha really is having not capable of being bottled? Because it's in the Bachoshu. So when so we say, when is Chicha really is having in the Bachoshu? The Nisa in Achasach. So in other words, the Dobro Oster is a Dobachoshu. Let's say, suppose a portion of steak of Niveo. Of Neveil was mixed up with a thousand other chtichos. So a portion of steak is in the choshev, it's a chticho with this rabbi. So in Neveil we say, since the Yisar is machmasatzmo, so it has no people. Masha'in came, if you have a portion of steak that was not nilcho, teo gimul yomi. So in Neveil, and that was misalif with other tuchtichos. So they are two the stages of a choshev, but it's not that this stage is osa. This stage is osa because of a certain accidental factor, because it was not nilach tevimu yomim, so maybe it has the degree of dam. So maybe it's not a choshev. Masha'inki regarde Dovashinish Lomatirim, what is the reason as to why Dovashinish Lomatirim? So the Taz mentions here the longest of Rashi. Now we have two timings, right? Dovashish Matiyah Dovah Matiyah. The Ram says because it's completely similar. So if it's completely similar, some melee, identical things, not shy of people. On the contrary, if you mix one kazayis of chayyot with two kazayis of chayyot, so instead of the one kazayis being bottled, losing its identity, on the contrary, it's mechazik the chayyot. You have more of it. You are mechazik it. But that's the Ram. What Rashi is, Achetechlenu B'Yisra, Achetechlenu B'Yisra. So the Taz says, from the point of view of Rashi Techlenu, the Isa Techlenu, the head there, so what difference does it make whether it's also Machmas Atznei or it's also a Machmas Abuluach? So he said, Kim she masvo yezu lehele tova sheish matirim bisha baluwa. Kim she akoponim vishet alich tichazu. Lo in kilu libatu leisem rov. Moi bechol tova sheish matir. Vi ish lenu in yorol lechabei. Shapa yesh lo ima. Lo yachmiro le miisa o chosho. Aba lo imach tichu achshuro miteres. Elo yesh bo. Bli asuro. Lo bechol mo kem lach tichazu yisa mtsad atzmo. Ve nisa al shem achshives. Nimtsa disa lechut achshives lechut. Aba lo im tova sheish matir lehi. Hui kakim she yesh leheta. We were in people. We may have a rabbit or he emphasized the scratches. In Cain, Koshe is the head of the Israel. It's a bat's name, or you have a wabe, Shabu. Shabu. So he's asking against the being. It's not only the Taz who argues with the Ramor's aloha, which is not the Ramor. I mean, the Ramor adapted it from the Israel. So it's not only the Taz who argues with the Isabheta's longness, that something that is not also Machmas Atzmei, but only Machmas Abulabi Seichei, so the Din of Dor Shish Matirim doesn't apply to it. The Taz argues and the Shah argues. Now, but it is interesting. The Taz, when he argues with the Ramos Alochet, that something that is not also Machmas Atzmei, or Machmas Abulabi Seichei, so it does not come within the law of Domesheish Matirim. So he argues with this swore of this halacha by the Rambam from the perspective of Rashi's explanation. But so Inuchname, from the point of view of Rashi's explanation, that the reason is why Domesheish Matirim has to learn from Bopo, because Ache Techlenu B'Isa Techlenu B'Heter, it shouldn't make any difference whether it's also Machmas Atzmei or. Oh, it's also a Machmas Abu Abishayah. But how about the Ram's explanation? The Ram says that the reason is why the Rashish Matirah is the Lord of the Bottle. Because Bito is only Shayach in contrast, in different items. But in the same items, in similar items, Bito is not Shayach. And that's the business why the Rabbanon forbid to say Eilu in Bottle. Because Damapor is an Eilu, and Damasoyer is an Eilu. And both are that. So in other words, they are similar things, all right? This is Damapor, this is Damasoya, but since they are similar things, so there is no bit with the Isaac. But some name with the Rabbanon, if you have, let's say, one kazayis of Chitim Chodosh is Nisarim, let's say with 60 Zensim of Chitim Yoshin, so it physically is the same thing. And legally it's not exactly the same thing. But it partakes of similarity, because the one is heter right now, and the other one, the chodosh, is not heter right now, but it's destined to become heter in another week. So it's destined to become heter. So Mele is the same thing. With Rabbanon, we consider it as identical things, legally, because it's destined to become heter. So Mele is not shayach to say. It's not shy of the same people. It's not shy of the same people. So from that point of view, we can understand these are the heta swara. In other words, when can we say it's the same thing? Let's say, here, let's say, Echticha shalunim l'chol dinuyam. Echticha shalunim l'chol dinuyam. And it was misari with two chatiches. With two chatiches. So, with two chatiches. That one in l'chol. No l'chol. So we may So he says, the Rambam says, it is bottle chadufei. Why? Because here, what's the reason as to why the Rashi Matir don't record the Ram? Because it's the same thing, legally, from the legal perspective, it's the same thing. But here, it's not the same thing, because it's not that the chticho is asur. It's not that the chticho is asur. It is. The chticho is not asur per se. The chticho is asur because it is the bri of dam. Is the bri of dam the same thing? The same thing like the chtichas bosor that was nimuchim yomi? No, it's not the same thing. So mele, some male dialogue of the Rashish Matilin doesn't apply. So the reason is why the Taz is Chilika the Ramos Din, because there are more, the Taz apparently is operating with the longness of Rashi, but from the point of view of the longness of the Ram, so the Din of the Ramo is not difficult. Oh, I tell you. Vein Hakshis, Din Kei, Koshe, and Gamal Mashi Kosa, Din Shimo Mamish. Elatam, to have a double shirish from Afilin, those of my Rashaloka who for Yisair, Shinisari Gomamish, Elatam, Avery Yisair, Kaya Kunesia, the Yakishatam Dimine, the Havik, and no Fali Yisar Shop Cloud, Machine Kimboze, Yakti, Hashali Yinho, Shari Sapo from Ainu, Bakina Kayo to be to go on. Ishapi Gozo, Gozo Hakomi, the Mohammed be to go on, Kiven Shayishway. Kivin Sheyesh lo het ablava. So the Rata says, he is only arguing with Ramo. The Ramo mentions here two halachas. One halach in connection of that Domo Sheinu also machmas atzme yale machmas amelua b'seichel. For example, Echticho shel Nimucho teo gimuyonim shel Sari Echticho Zachirens. So there is, because it's one halach. The other halach is, Avotaynibot. In other words, there is no Mamosh as Isa. So the Taz says, he's only arguing with the second aloha of the Ramo, in the case of Ticha Shalom Hotel Gimuyom. But he's not arguing with the Ramo in regard to the first aloha that Ramo mentions, in connection with the case, the timing is born. So it says he doesn't argue with that aloha. What does it mean, timing is born? Let's take a specific example. Let's say, suppose in part number one, you first cook two chtichas. One chticha of shkuto, one chticha of nivayot. One chticha of nivayot. And then the chticha of shkuto was the layah from the chticha of nivayot. So it's just about here. Then this chticha of shkuto, that was the layah from the chticha of Nivela in part number one, so then he mixed up with two other chatichas that are shchuto and don't have the layah of Nivela. So then there is bit wrong. That's what he means. So he says he doesn't argue with this din of the Ramo, with the first din of the Ramo. With that he doesn't argue. He says, the also Malve Shaloka Gufo Yisea Shom Yisara Gomamish, El Tam. If you took in a pot and you put in a chticha of shchuto and then a chticha of nevela, and then you cook them together, so the nevela, the chticha of shchuto absorbed was galea from the nevela. Then this chticha of shchuto became mixed up with two other chtichas. So then it doesn't even have a tab of nevela. It doesn't even have a tab of nevela. But if you just have the minute particles that is for the layer. So anyway, if that chticha that was the layer from the nevela and does not have a tam of nevela because it's in the mine, so the nevela became mixed up with other chatichas, so there is a bit of a law. So that he understands that. The layer got a tam in the mine. Vahavako in no follow is a wishom klau. Masha'in kim bozeh, the chticha shall remain with her. ויחתיך שלא ימין לך הרי יישא בור לפנינו ואפילו נתאי רוצור ביטו ברוב שפי הגוז וחכומי שפי הגוז וחכומי ומהנה ביטו ברוב כיפי שיש לו הטה בלעב אוכל ובסומוך נסקי ראי בזה. Now, this lotion of the task, he says, דהוס המהרה שלא כך גופה יישא אשר ניסר בממש אל הטעם אלו מייסא הכיח לסיה דולו ירגש הטעם במיני והווה כלו נופל על יישא לשם כלל מה שאין כן בזה דכתיך שלוינים לך הרי יישא בואו לפנינו ואתם נתה רצור ביטו ברוב שבו בו דרחום עם דולים המד ביטו ברוב כאילו שיש לו הטע ולעבור חמסון מסכם וכן כוסף בר שאו עודד יותר לסחת וזוליר וגם אם דובר שיש לו מתירים ומהמם מה שהוא יישא בלואה. So, in other words, the Marshal is חלק, אמרה לו, אני אשלה את הזדים. In other words, the Marshal says, this distinction between Asur Mahmas Atma or Mahmas Yisrael Abu, we can apply regarding the problem of the Holy and Yisrael, but we cannot apply it regarding the problem of Dovashay Shmatirin. So Dovashay Shmatirin, Asur Mahmas Atma, applies it into a case where the Chicha is not also Mahmas Atma, but the Chicha is only also Mahmas Abu Abisei. We must listen to the Kurim Derek Vey. Sure, we don't even ask Surim Lechem to Rosh Lai. Pimish din Nisari Bikurim, Koshu Bichum, Oser Hakeil, Lechem to Rosh Lai, Mitiras Chum, Kim Sheish Lematin, Lechem Shom, Mitiras Bikurim. Vim Zora Sa Bikurim to Rosh Lai, Hadidu Im Asir Im Avid Avid, Doma Sheish Lematin, Kim Pirish Arambam, Mishnezu, Viloik Moshe Kosabarash, Litres Kirze, Mikeach, Mikeach Yerushalmi. So, this is the Mishnah in the Kohen. The Mishnah in the Kohen, the Beis Mishnah Beis. Yeish b'maiser b'kohen, maiser means maiser sheni here. Yeish b'maiser b'kohen, ma'sheim ki mitrumo. So there are certain chumras in hearing, in maiser b'kohen that are not possessed by trumo. Sha'maiser, what's the chumra that maiser b'kohen have over and above Trumo, Shamaisa Bikurim, Tunin Abba Smokin, Utunin Vidu, Basulum Einen. If somebody was overtaken by bereavement, so the day of the bereavement, so he is not allowed to eat Bikurim, let's say he's a Kayan, he's not allowed to eat Bikurim, and he's not allowed to eat Maisa Shemel, a healthy day in the menu. So, Mashein Kay, Trumo. So even an Einen is allowed, the Kayan and Einen is allowed to eat Trumo. Rapshinem is Matia, Bikurim to an Einen. Bikurim to an Einen. Of course, Mashaini, everybody is Meile, that's impossible. But how did Einen men? V'chayomi b'dio. Another Chumre that Maiser Bikurim had over and above Trumo is that they are subject to Dio. Rapshinem Peter, Bikurim in Abio. Then, another chumre, Maiser and Bikurim, have as against Trumo, Vasurim Kolshei, Milechei Yerushalayim. V'gidulei and Asurim Milechei Yerushalayim. That Maiser, Sheini and Bikurim have the chumre, that if a mashu, one measure of Maiser, Sheini or of Bikurim, became mixed up, let's say, with the 1,000 measures of not myself, of non myself shame, of non Bikurim, then I feel the elephant bottle. So that means Bikurim, Asad Bimashu, myself shame, Asad Bimashu, Nikidurea, Nasuri, Nilechel, Bimashalai. And suppose you took pears of Bikurim, or pears of Bikurim, and you planted them, and then you had Gidurim, so even the Gidurim, even the Gidurim, so is also except. So let's see how the Rav explains it. The Lechem Yerushalayim claim that in Misalva Maisa Sheni Abikurim Beichein Misich Yerushalayim Os Isrim Tarugosom Bicholshu Milechem Bitirashchum Mishim Dehave Dovah Sheyesh Lomatirim Hoyu Viyochel Leechel Atarubes Kulo Bimkeimo Abo Maisa Sheni Ubikurim Shemisalvu Bichum Chutz Lerushalayim אין אין ישכן בכל שום, הוי לו ויש לריח לעלי סון, ומקרה דור שיש לו מתירה. וגדולי המסורים, תארים ושל מייסר וביקורים, שזורם וצום חוביגודלו, איס מהגדולים נמה אסורים, לכל ותרסכון, עם זורם ויגודלו בירושלים, ואין ישכן תארגוסו בכל שום, כאילו שיחלו לכל מכינו. So the Mishnah says that ביקורים has the חומרה, number one, that it doesn't be משהו, if it's so the Rav Bakvora says, and many other Rishonim, only the Tarugas took place in Yerushalayim, so then it's a Dovashei Yesh Lomatirim, because you can read it, if one saw of Bikurim became mixed up with two saw of non-Bikurim, of whole, so it doesn't become bottom the rock. It doesn't become bottom the rock. Why? Because he can eat all the three saw. Vidushe, it has Bikurim, to bring it to the Vidosh, to the Keren, you put it on the Azore, the Nachter, the Hashem. So since it's a Dovah Sheyesh Lomatirim, so Mele, so I feel a delicate bottle. So, in other words, we have two categories of Dovah Sheyesh Lomatirim. One is like Chodosh and Brit Chol Yom Teh, where by the lapse of time people become Muter. And the second category is where by doing a simple act, so it will be Muter. Here is the second category of the Rosh Hashanah Matir. In other words, by bringing it to the Azoreh and giving it to the Kayan and putting it down in the Azoreh. So then it can be eaten with Yurushe. So it's the Rosh Hashanah Matir. And then he said, the Gidroya Masor, another Chumre, that Maisa Sheni and the Kurim have over and above Truma. In other words, if you plan, let's say, suppose you have Truma. So I suppose you have Truma, Peiris Truma. Then you plan the Peiris. And then you have new produce. So the new produce that resulted from planting Truma is Mutalizar. Masheikin Gabi Bikurim, if you plant Bikurim in Yerushalayim, Peiris Bikurim in Yerushalayim, then you get a new produce. So the new produce also has to be eaten with Dushim. And it has to be given to the Kayan in the Beis HaMikdash and to be eaten by the Mishkan. So that's another one. All right. Now, this is it. Visuko Shemas is the Kurim Television, the Dream Asur Rachabosh Lime. Pirish Nimi Sal, the Kurim Koshu, the Kurim, or the Haka Rachabosh Lime, the Sun, Kim Shesh Matil Rachabosh Lime, the Kurim. In Zora Sabi Kurim Yosh Lime, had you doing Asur, Mitam, the Havadar Shesh Matil, Kach Pirish Alaba Mishnezu, the Loik Moshe Kosov Arash, Litres Peruze, Mishayah Yerushalme, because after the Mokemacher, Shomikashi Midal Aramba Baba, but Al Aramba. In other words, the Rash. Here's another pshat in the Mishneh. The Rash explains in Mishneh that on the basis of the Yerushalmi, so the Rash explains the Mishneh, not the way the Rambam explains the Mishneh. The Rambam explains the Mishneh that when the Mishneh says, Ve'asuri, kol she'in lechem b'Yerushalayim, it means, if let's say one saw of Bikurim became mixed up, became misaleh, with the thousand saw of non-Bikurim, who? Non-Bikurim. Cool. So then, it has the Vashu, the Rash explains it, Vasur in Kol Shein Melech Yerushalayim, he applies it to the case where, let's say, a saw of Bikurim became mixed up, let's say, with a thousand saw of Truma. With a thousand saw of Truma. So the Mele, so there we say, Vasur in Kol Shein Melech Yerushalayim, and so we say that it doesn't become totally invalid. Why? Because if it became misari, with bitrumo. So in other words, so everything is also to isar. But what's nafkemine? Nafkemine is ligabi ekeh. If it's trumo, so then trumo. A Kayan can eat Truma in any place. There are no halachas. Mashayim can be Kurim. Even a Kayan cannot eat Bikurim in any place. He cannot eat it Chutz Yerushalayim. And even in Yerushalayim, he cannot eat it. First, he has to bring it. He has to bring the Bikurim to the Azoreh, the Nachter with the Hashem. And then, and suppose a Kayan will eat the Bikurim and partake of the Bikurim before the Anoche of the Bikurim in the Azoreh, so he's even allowed the Raise. Is in the Raise, and then it is to be eaten not by any Kayan who wants to eat it. It has to be eaten by the Mishnah, by the Kehanim who happen to be that day in the Mishnah. So in other words, Bikurim, Truma is also Izari. But the Kayan is allowed to eat it any place, as long as he's toya. Mashenkin Bikurim has aloches. How it is to be eaten? There has to be aloche, the Azore, it has to be eaten by the Mishnah. So here the Mishnah says, Vasurim Kol Shein Milechem Yerushalayim, that means, as reference to the case, according to Rashi Pshat, where it was Nisari, the Bikurim was Nisari with Truma. So it's not bottled the rov, it's not bottled the shishim, a philodelical bottle. In other words, it has to be eaten Bidushe. Why? Because it's a Dorosha Yeshlei. It's a double change for material. Fine. Now, then, the Rambam, all right. ומזור אז הביקורים בירושלים, הגדולים האסורים גם ברשמתו. כך פירוש הרמב"ם משנה זו, ולא כמו שכוסף הרש מתחס פירוש זה מכיר הפירושם, וכוסף ללמוק כמה אחרי השוריקה של מידה לרמב"ם. והבדינו לפירש דאר זור הקורלת הרובץ. ואפילו אוכל האסורים הגדולים שמידה בשיש למתיר. אינה בורד, ומובדים בתנורי, אפלייס דדים דמישנה גדולים אסורים to the gedulim of the tarubes. Not only according to such a humre, according to Rabbi Nevadim but in Oros Pshat, there is such a humre in the kulim. In other words, suppose one saw of the kulim was misari with two saw, hundreds or a thousand saw of non-bikulim, of whom. Then he took the tarubes, any mashu of the tarubes and pointed them. And then he had a new produce. So the produce of the tarubes of the mashu of the kuri is also there, and they have to be eaten in Gdush. It cannot be eaten by anybody else. Such a home. So that's what, why? Why is even the Giduri, the produce that results from planting the tarubes, anew? So the new produce that grows, so is also Isarim and it has to be eaten Bigdushas because the Gidurim of the Tarubes of Mash. So in Kevo Yinu, Apiro Bisa Ze, Shuru Odi Falkoponi Nidorua, Bireis and Gidurim, Shari Apiro, Bireis Bireis and Gidurim, Shari Apiro Bigidurim, Trumos, Nishalino Perfetti Trumes, Shasunimu, מטעם זרע שמביש את תחום את מלו עד שעד הזרע ובמיקורים אמרים לנשום בגדוריהם דעה וחום ואפילו תוך האמרינון בגדורי תערובס ביקורים בירושלים. So in other words, the general הלך in respect to גדורים of ביקורים חוץ לירושלים, so it's מותר לגמרי תזר. In other words, if one took ביקורים חוץ לירושלים and he planted them, and then he had a new produce, so that new produce, that's not the Kurim. So he's Mutalizarim, anybody can eat it. But in Yerushalayim itself, so the Gidurim are also Mutalizarim. Why? Because Chutz Yerushalayim, it's not the Dabashayish Lamatish, because there is no way of eating them. Vashayim can eat Yerushalayim, so you can eat it with Dushas the Kurim. So in Meile we see that even the Gidurim of the Bikurim of Yerushalayim, so the Gidurim of Bikurim Chutz Yerushalayim is Mutabachil Rizayim, but the Gidurim of the Bikurim in Yerushalayim is also Achil Rizayim. And the Kontran Vadim Batinore, even the Gidurim of the Tarubes of Bikurim in Yerushalayim is also. Why? Because of the Moshe Shabbatim, because he can eat them with Dushas Bikurim, he can eat them with Dushas Bikurim. So he says, "Vafilo chamrino, v'kidu metamur v'kiroshalayim, ki v'kidom yesh lo matirim, lech lo yisem v'kidu lo v'kurim, ono machmir matirim v'kidulim shal tamur v'kurim, v'kidu kao lechim lo shen achmir, v'hayich tiche, shalimim lecho shiyasur, ono nadim shetirasir, gam eset arubes, mishim dobo shiyesh lo matirim. So in other words, so that's the kashi. That is, how can the Rabbo say that if something is not osa machmasatzme, so if something is not osa machmasatzme, so we don't apply the aloche of the Rosh Yeshu Matirin, but we see from this Mishnah, according to the Pshat of the Rambam, and according to the Pshat of the Rav Nevadim Batinore, that the Gidurim of Bikurim in Yerushalayim, so Aroser, and it does not become bottle. Why? Because of the negotiation material. Now, what has more of this there? Let's say, a chtiche shalonim lechotel dimuyomi that has the bli of dam, but it's not also machmas atzmo, or the giduim of tarubes of the kurim. Naturally, there is more of the iser in the chtiche shalonim lechotel dimuyomi than the giduim of the tarubes of Bikurim Yerushalayim. Still, we apply the Aloch of Dabashay Shmatirim even in respect to Gidurim. Are Gidurim Asurim Achmas Atzmo? Gidurim Anachmas Asurim Achmas Atzmo. So, So certainly in the case of should also he say that domashiyish matirin afilu be'alef with them in king kalvachim le'ashen achim. So he says the gidulei tarum is bikurim Yerushalayim kini nishom yesh le'matirin le'achlis le'mitera bikurim on a machmir le'matir the gidulei shal tarum is bikurim in king kalvachim le'ashen achim le'abahai chetiche sholimim l'cho she'asurum nadim she'tesa gam es tarum es mishim domashiyish le'matirin v'gam nizel l'cho she'ahi she'zachar me'bisomu v'nishom elotan mishom nisea. In other words, he's only arguing over the Ramo secondly. The Ramo mentions two kules. Din kule number one, that if there is only time, no mamoshes, so then we don't apply the halacha of domashiyish le'matirin. Kule number two, that if the chticha is not asur machmasa atzmo, but machmasa b'lua b'seif, or like chticha shel minim l'cho tehillim u'yomim, so then we don't apply the din of domashiyish le'matirin. So he's only asking from the Mishnah in Bikurim against the second kule of the Ramo, but not against the first din of the Ramo. Again, v'gamizel mikosh ha'ayish l'chal misomu, v'imei shom olotan mishol isa, l'havi domashiyish le'matirin, v'chim sheshulik mishom, as good for Isa, will Nisha Rakatam, will mean the Mine, in a time near the Shwal Mikore, Uminatere. So the Hidden, this is the difficult task that Megodin points out. The Hidden, which is still a Nisham, is good for Isa, will Nisha Rakatam, will mean the Mine, in a time near the Shwal Mikore, Uminatere, Uminatere, in so difficult Shwal, we don't put them together, I say, Elo, Beinine. So he says, the first din of the Ramo is not difficult. He agrees with it. And we cannot test. We see the domesticity of material is so humble that it applies even to the Gidulim of Tarubes Bikurim Yerushalayim. It goes so far that the Gidulim of Tarubes of Bikurim Yerushalayim, on account of the fact that there is a simple way of eating at Bikdusha in Yerushalayim, some melee is after the Gidulim. So we should not ask, so how can the Ramo say in the first thing that if, let's say, he cooked in a pot a chticha of shchuto together with the chticha of nivelo, so the chticha of shchuto was bileya from the chticha of nivelo, and then that chticha of shchuto that was bileya from the chticha of nivelo became mixed up with two other chtichas of shchuto, so then there is a bit of a wrong. So we should. So that he didn't agree, and he cannot ask. If we see that in the case of the Gidulim of Tarubes Bikurim, so if it's Nisare in Yerushalayim, so it's after the elephant bottle, so Achaskamu Vechamo, that if the Chiches of Shchuto that was cooked with the chticha of Nebeiro, and there is the Leia from the chticha of Nebeiro, and then it was mishpat with the other chticha, that it should not become both of the world. No, because over there, in the case of the chticha of Shchuto, that was cooked in a pot with the chticha of Nebeiro, so we don't even have to resort to beetles. So he said, the chiven shesilei nishom, as Gupon Yisrael, who is a Rakatam, who is a Dine, in a Tam Legashwa, or Bikor, who is a Tere in Sol Bikor Kwa, who is a Tam Kika de Raise, Elo Bein in Mine, so it's been born as the Kashe. Is that true? I mean, that in a Tere, in Sol Bikor Kwa, we certainly require all. Suppose you cook a Chtiche, a Kazalis of Nivele, with the Kazalis of Shtu, there is no all. So then in a Tere, that the task is implying that in Latin it's all people well. As long as you can recognize the chtiche of the Vela and you take it out from the past, so the chtiche of Shchuto is mutabachile. Is that so? It's not like that. Mimini, there is no tam kikia because it has the same tam. But all it requires from the task it's mashma that by Mimini, it doesn't even require all minatir. But that is not so. So the primigodim is the kasha and the tara. Right. Look into the Primigodi. See if you, the Primigodi, in the Mishbeitzi Zohar, Aritaz, the age become walking in, Aleph, the Mashma Midvar, the Hobbitani in the Eisei of the Dora Sheish Matiri, who be played to the Chut, Ho Kol Sheish Mamoshe Shom, Afshem Itzilo Yehichet, Barakim Nimuach, Nikhe Mamoshe, Udinom Bitvaro, ובדובר מנתו, ובין המדיבו ברוב מנתו, ובגלל ראש היש ומתיר לא יפות. וזה סייסר, מה שקוסר בייסטס. Right. So in other words, because the Tass says here, ואין להקשיס, מה ישנה מטיפסיאלי? שעושה הרבה בנדע, שתנות לו בחוביס, והאבי בו ראשי יש לו מתירים, לישום להאבי בלוח לתערובס וממושי של איסה. So in other words, this thing that where you only have the time of איסה, so we don't apply the aloha of ראשי יש לו מתירים, is only shaya when we don't have the ממושס. But if we have the ממושס, if we have the ממושס, so then, even though it's completely commingled, even if it's nisrasik, even if it's nisrasik, but as long as you have the mamoshes of Isa, so then we do apply the aloha of Shesh Matir. So he says, this is in conflict with what the Taz implies in Siftes. Because in Siftes he says, Avo Tani Boto Piresh, Shimu Nisa Mito Nishom, Rakshepolachom Tam Eisei, Tam in Homolesia, Ishel Dover Shesh Matir. We don't know what she calls a disciple, Pinais in Bates of Ibero, Lisakin Abero, the also a Bates or Losses in Bero, Livati Matapshon. So here he emphasizes, Osum Abdeiro, Osum Abdeiro, Osum Abdeiro, Osum Abdeiro, Livati Matapshon, because it is put in as a flavoring agent, as a spice. So that's why we do apply the law of Dover Shesh Matir. The implication being that suppose it wouldn't be put in, the beta wouldn't be put in as a flavoring agent, even though it would still have the mamoshes of the beta, but since the beta is completely crushed, it's nisrasing, so the melee it's not the good for Yisrael, and the aloha of Dover Shesh Matir not developed, the bottle doesn't apply. In other words, that's how it's mashma from the washing of the Taz and Siftes. Because if the Taz Shite had been in Siftes, that the aloha of Tam doesn't come within the aloha of Dover Shesh Matir, means that only when there is no mamoshes of the Isa, just the plate of the Tam. So, but no mamoshes in Isa. But in the case where there is mamoshes in Isa, so then we do apply the law of Dover Shesh Matir, then all the Taz would have to say, they also have a mamoshes abeiso bitapshio. He doesn't say the also mamoshes abeiso bitapshio. The Taz says in Siftes, they also have abeiso losses lifteiro, livase matapshio. There it's considered like the good for Yisrael itself, even though it's nisrasing. Because over there, the risuk of the beitzo is the flavoring agent. It is reversing the whole capsule. Without the beitzo, the whole capsule would have no time. But he doesn't say, but if it hadn't been reversing the capsule, even though the mamoshes abeitzo is there, then we say, no, it doesn't come within the aloha of Dover Shesh Matir. When does it come within the aloha of Dover Shesh Matir? When the Dover Yisrael, the goof Dover Yisrael is there. There. Except that we can't recognize it. But if it's Nisrasik, so then the aloha of Dover Shesh Matir doesn't apply. That's how it's mashma from Siftes in the past. And the only reason is why Dover Shesh Matir does apply in the case of Nosna Beitzo Bisechat Apshio. Because over there, even though the Beitzo is Nisrasik, it's completely crushed and ground, but it is Mivasik the Veo. So it's considered as if the Israel is substantially there. Not just minute particles, but suppose it had been just a minute particles, let's say one drop of wine in a big barrel of wine, then it would not come within the aloha of the Mashiach Patirim. And here in Sifyud, he says, but one droplet in billions of drops of wine. So still we say So why does he have to say here the awesome also abates or was fulfilled by Satapsha? Let him say the awesome yeesh mamoshes abates of it up here. Even if it hadn't been put in the day only Vasimatapsha. So in other words, so from the Ramah, from the Taz in Siftes, we see that the aloha of the Moshiach material. After the earthly bottle applies only when you have the Gufa Dovo. The Gufa Dovo. But if the Gufa Dovo being accept that it's not Nika. Let's say, yeah, the Chticha of Nivele, a big Chticha of Nivele is mixed up with a thousand Chtichas of Shul. So you have the Gufa Dovo. The Nivele is not crushed, it's not wound up. But suppose the Kazayis of Nivele itself would be ground up. And then it will be mixed up. Then it will be mixed up with a thousand measures of the veil is not Gabash material, but I mean, let's say something like Chodosh, Echticha of Chodosh, let's say, would be ground up, and then it will be mixed up with Echtichas of Yoshim. So then, there would be Yitubarot. But only when it's not Nisrasi. And the Taz, this is what the Taz implies in Siftes, because he says, the Hosom also abates all of the only Mivasim Atapshir. Only because it is Mivasim Atapshir. But if it wouldn't be Mivasim Atapshir, even though you still have the Mamoshes of the Beitzah there, but in view of the fact that the Beitzah is Nisraseik, so then it wouldn't be considered like the Guf Dovor Isa, and we wouldn't apply the aloha of Dovor Sheish Lomakirin. And here he says that one Kippes Yayin that fell in a big Chovies. So, answers the whole Chovies, and there it's not Mivasim the Chovies, and still, he says, we apply the law of the Shematir. So this is the spirit between the Taz in Sifyud and the Taz in Siftes. This is the first thing that the Pnugodim says. Our Dimash Mimigvod, Dog, the Tanya, the Isaiah, the Dog, the Shematir, the Hindu, the Hu, Ho, Koshi, Shmamoshi, Shom, Afshem, Itchilo, Yeriche, Vahaki, Mimuach, Mikro, Mamoshi, Ubinom, Bitu, the Rob, Minatoiro, Ubidogo, Shishmatir, and Livoto. This is the same thing, Mashikos, the Kashelei Misifalev Mishuskapti Shom Eid Yeshli Mimigvorov Din Chodosh Ad Mei Yehov Yimine Yehube Boto Hayne Kishi Yishom Amoshe Hopleike Afro Vitzor Yir Omishim Hoche Yitabashi Yishom Atirin Tain Mishore Yolav Yitir Azbitu Kasina Aze Ulpizeh Nakim Netube Vimchtir Chenevele Noflo Liboso Kosha Imali Vizile Kshay Mimine Uminim Batley, Haine Apshein Rei Beheder, Neged Atley, so then the Tufalo, a big Chidesh, the Ti Vechtich and Vele, that will fall into Boso Kosher, together with Mali, and then he'll be Misalik, the Shein and Mine, so then the Mine is Mibatley, so we do not need Minatoro Imro, and this is not so. Umine Batre Haneshin Shinrov, the Heta Mehila Pleite. Vizeine, which is Tadik Ches Mivuea, the Chalgab Netzorichov al Koponim. El of the Sofi Kimnofa Umine. Vim Einshom, Veinshom, Einimine, Vilo, Kipi Amira Dehu Ikule. Right. So in other words, so he's asking the Kashi against this part of the task. So he says, Vigamizel Mikoshe Ayishin Vacham of the Summer. Vim Einshom. Now, so, this is not so, isn't it mentioned in Simen Tzadik Ches, isn't it mentioned in Siman Samiches that if min b'mine, so midrashe it requires rov. So if, let's say, one kazais of nevelo falls into a pot of one kazais of shchuto, so then midrashe it's also. Then it's midrashe it's also. We need the halachos rov neged the kazais. Now, so the Megodim assume he understood the Taz, and the Taz is saying that when there is a Tahubes of Min Luminei, then if we recognize the Dovor Yisea, then we don't even require all. This is not so, we do require all. But what the Taz means is this: of course we require all. Why do we require? We require Shishim by Min Luminei. But Shishim we require by Min Luminei with Rabon. With Raise, it's both in the wrong. But we require Shishim. So, how much we require? Let's say, if you cook one kazayis of nevelet, with 60 zesim of shkuta, so then it becomes part of the shishim. But only if there are 60 zesim of shkuta. But suppose there are no 60 zesim of shkuta, there are only 59 zesim of shkuta, then it is osa. It's osa mirabon. Yes, Midraise is bottom row. So we require 60 measures near the whole Isa. Why? Because we don't know exactly how much the Shchuta was delayed from the Isa. Even though we see that the Nevelo is intact, we recognize it, we take it out, so then we have to change maybe 59-60th of the kazayis of the nevelo was niflat from the kif of nevelo. So then you ask, if 59-60 of the kazayis of the kif of nevelo was niflat from the kif of nevelo, and it was absorbed by the kif has boso ksheiro shchuto, so then how is it that it has the same size? We weigh it, we see it has the same weight. We measure it, we see that it has the same value. The answer is no, it's possible that 59-60 of the kazayis of the Chtich of Nevelo was niflat from the Chtich of Nevelo, and it was absorbed by the Boso of Shchuto. And then the 59-60 of the kazayis that was niflat from the Chtich of Nevelo was replaced by 59 68 of the kazayis of the boso shchuto, so mele, at the end it has the same size. But of course that's only ichshosh. But we are sure that if the chtichas nevela looks intact, that the major portion of the kazayis was not with them. But we don't know exactly how much, so we have to bechesh is the maximum. So what is the maximum? The maximum is the size of the chtich of nevela. If the size of the chtich of nevela originally was the kazayis, so we know that not more than the kazayis could have been niflat from the chtiche, whose size is the kazayis. So we are bechesh in the maximum. But there is no doubt in our minds that the bulk of the chtich of the nevela was not before. We don't know whether 160 of the kazayis, 260 of the kazayis, 360 of the kazayis, 460 of the kazayis, we don't know. So the melee that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was, we have to be Mishaya Bikurim. But it doesn't mean that actually we have a suffix, maybe 59-60 of the kazayis, of the kazayis of the chtich of nevela was niflat and absorbed by the basa shchuto, and why does it have the same size? Because it was replaced by 59-60 of the kazayis of the shchuto. This is a theoretical possibility, but we are sure in the case where we recognize the chtich, let's say this was the chtich of nevela and that was the chtich of the shchuto. Each one is a kazayis, and this has a kazayis, and this has a kazayis. Then we take out this kazayis of the veil. We recognize this. It looks intact. So we cannot deceive ourselves and say, well, we are blind. But actually, this chicha of mevele that looks intact, so it's not the same chicha of mevele. The major portion of that kazayis of mevele was nifla from this chicha, and it was absorbed by this chicha. But then the major portion of this chicha was nifla from this chicha, and it was replaced here. When we see that it looks intact, but we cannot say it's mutter like that, because a small portion might have been nifla. So, and since we don't know how much, so the Takonis Chachomim was that we have to be Mishaya the maximum. Bichule. What's the maximum? Bichule. So Mimele, if a chticha that has a kazayis of Mimele falls into a pot, so we require 60 gzeisim in the pot, in the Posto Kosher. Not because we really think that 59/60th of the kazayis of the chticha was nifat and was absorbed by the Posto Kosher, and why is it intact and it has the same size? Because 59/60th of the kazayis of the chticha of the shchuto was nifat from the shchuto, and it was absorbed by the year 2-4 chticha of Mimele. We know that it's not like that, because if that had happened, it wouldn't do the same. The Konis Chachomim was, since we can determine exactly how much was nifla, so we have to be Mishai Mechulei. But that's the Konis Chachomim. But the fact is that if we recognize the chicha and it looks intact, that the major portion of the kazayis of the chichas nevela was not nifla. If the major portion of the kazayis of the chicha of nevela had been nifla from this chicha, and had been absorbed by this chicha, and then the major portion of this chicha, it was replaced here, then it wouldn't look intact. But we don't know exactly how much, so that's the Takonis Chachomim. So that's only the Rabbanon. But with the Ramisei, we cannot suppress the truth. And we are sure, since we recognize the chticha and it looks the same, that the major portion of the kazalis of the chticha of Nevele remained there. So only a mute was nivla. So Nevele does get to go off. This is what the Taz means. It's not the way the Pnimigodim understood the Taz. That the Taz is saying that when Nevele is Nisari, so then we midraise, since there is no union of Tam Kikea, so midraise we don't even require all. Of course the midraise we require all. So, but suppose we knew exactly how much was nifla, and we knew, let's say, that only one tenth of the chticha of the nevele, of the kazalis of the nevele, was nifla and absorbed by the chicha of shchuta. So then, of course, we are saying it's not wrong. But we don't know how much, but we are sure that the major portion was not nifla. Because if the major portion had been nifla, then we wouldn't be able to recognize the original chicha of Yisrael as the way it was originally. But since we don't know how much was nifla, so anyway, we are not going to toss a coin and say and decide how much we should be Mishaya. So the Takonis Chachomim was, it has to be Mishaya Bechulei. But the Taz doesn't mean that we don't require all. That when the Taz says, the Chivu, the Silik Nishom is Kufa Yisya, the Nisha Rakatam, who mean the Mine, in a Tam near the cloud, we call it, who not taking it so a little cloud, he doesn't mean that we don't require all. Of course they require all. But if he was Misali, the good for Yisrael, and it's intact, so then we are sure that the major portion of the chticha was not nifat. If the major portion of the chticha had been nifat, and it was replaced by the major portion of the chticha of the shchuto, so it wouldn't look the same. And since we see it looks the same, so that's a raya brule, that only a small portion was nifla. That could have happened. Since we don't know how much, so the Takonis Chachomim was, we have to be shy of the brule. But midraise, just because we don't know how much is Niflat. So it doesn't mean that we have to say it's a real Sofik. Maybe 59/60 of the Kazayis was Niflat and was replaced by 59/60 of the Kazayis of the Shchuto, and that's the reason as to why it proves the same. It wouldn't prove the same if 59/60 of the Kazayis of the Pich of Nevela had been Niflat. This is what the Kaz said. When I tell it over the cloud, you have a time together. I saw you in a minute. Yeah, but I've been with two real high cement of the people in the world. Didn't say the Shimra the Tam. Mash mashom the Koya Omani, Sitam, Dine Shim is the Maho, Kim is the Dain says a Maho, or Kwakos of the Yosef, she is the Mucha. Or Mashi goes up in Mucha Haefer. She will marry the Rish the Sarah in the Mamish. They in Shom Tam cloud. I will come with the Kul. The Hoyo Shom Kilo Gupa the Kul. בין התרודס, ואף על גב שנספק להחכים בארץ כשנעשם עם ליגולים, מכל מוקים על כל חוק ההטו על ידיקו בזה נעימים, דור שישמטירים, למען השום ביטו. וכנחים והבכתיך אשר ממינכו, שיש בו איסו גמור, ואת הצורך לבט לו, וזהו יען ודומו שיש למטירים. מכל זה נראה לבואו, וכל איסה שבאילון, שאיתו הפיר על ידיקו, אין הטו ודומו שיש למטירים. So the first is חלק על רמור. And the second thing on the Ramon. The Ramon mentions to me, number one, two kores. So kore number one is that if there is no mamoshe, so iser, just tam, it doesn't mean tam, doesn't mean it tam yirgesh, because by mean the meaning there is no tam yirgesh, but it tam shayin yirgesh. So just tam, just brie, so then we don't apply the aloche of Dovashin Shematir. Now, in regard to that point, there is a shalom and there is a stire between the Taz and Siftes and the Taz and Sifyud. What does it mean that Domashi Yishol Matirin only applies to a case where there is Mamoshes in Issa? Does Mamoshes in Issa mean the good for Issa Mamesh? But if the good for Issa is Nisratzko into minute particles, so then the Dalok of Domashi Yishol Matirin doesn't apply? This is how it appears from Siftes in the past. That even if you have the Mamoshes Mamesh, but if it's Nisraska, you just have small particles, small minute particles. So there, it's considered like Tav, the Alam. And but from the Taz, in Sifyud, it's Mashma, that what is considered Tav, if you don't have any Mamoshes, but if you have Mamoshes, no matter how minute it is, how small it is, even if one little droplet of Yain Oser, let's say Bineda, which is a Domashesh Matirin, falls into a big barrel of so many gallons of wine, so we still say Domashesh Matirin Achludar. So there is a stira between the Taz in Siftes, the Taz in Siftes, and the Taz in Sifyud. I mean, in order to reconcile the two Taz, so we have to say that when the Taz says, the Hosom also in Siftes, the Hosom also Habeitzo, Losis Lideo Libasim Atafshir, so the it's Lavdavke Libasim Atafshir. What the Taz means, because we have the Gup Habeitzo. And in the Haname, not because Libasim Atafshir, but because we have the Guf Habeitzo. Why does the Taz mention Rasam Atafshil? So that's for a different reason. Because actually over there, the Aloche of Dom Shish Matirin shouldn't apply altogether. Because it's Minshalo Dimine. Tafshil and Beitzo, that's two separate meanings. But Teisve says that from its Zion. In Beitze, that where the Minshalo Dimine is like a catalytic agent, when it establishes the whole Tafshil, then it's considered like Mimimine. So this is the reason as why the Taz in Siftes says the Osomosom Abritz Osom Deo Vasim Atafshil, not that if it hadn't been put in for the purpose of Vasim Atafshil, so then it would be not Mamoshes in Yisrael, even though you have the Mamoshes in Yisrael, because it's Nisrasik. No, he mentions Vasim Atafshil because there is another Shaila. How can we apply the aloche of Doshe Yishu Matirin? Here it's Minshoi Dimine, Beitzo and Itafshir. So that's the Teretz of Teisves, that since it establishes the Tafshir, and without that, the Tafshir couldn't even be eaten, but it's used to, as a flavoring agent, to establish the Tavshil and to give time to the Tavshil. So mainly it's considered like Mimimine. It's considered like Mimimine. So that's why he mentions the Vasama Tavshil. But insofar as the question of time is concerned, since you don't have the Mamoshes Yisrael, so the Tazin Siftes also means here you have Mamoshes Yisrael, even though the egg is completely crushed and nisrased, because when the Ramo says Shinisha Dai Mamoshes Yisrael Vidarubes, it doesn't mean that the Guf of Yisrael itself in an unground form exists. No, it doesn't make any difference whether it exists, the Mamoshes Yisrael exists in an intact form, or it exists in a ground, in a state of Nisrasi. As long as you have the Mamoshes Yisrael, it doesn't make any difference, even in the form of one little droplet of Yain that it was Nesav Machmas Neder, in a big barrel of 1,000 gallons of wine, so it's also considered Mamoshes Yisrael. And here in Siftes, when he says, the also Mosuma Beitzo was to deal with Vasima Tavshil, so he mentions the Vasima Tavshil because of the other Shaila. Because here it's been Shalavimine, but on account of the fact that it's also been deal with Vasima Tavshil, so it's considered, it establishes the whole Tavshil, so it's considered Vimine. So this is the Tavshil. Then, when the Taz is raised, so the Taz agrees with the first name of the Ramon. That if there is no Mamoshes Yisrael, just the Bria of the Yisrael, so then we don't apply the law of the Rosh Hashanah Matil. But the second point, that where it's not also Machmas Atzmo, Ela Machmas Abolua B'Seicho, so he says it doesn't make any difference. And the Shach is also Chilek and Ramon. Now let's go over the Shach. Siftes in the Shach. Hodi do Rosh Hashanah Matil in Ibotil, Avotai in Ibotil, Vihodi in Livnu Be'amachol, Siftes in the Shach. ועוד אם נבנו בים האחול או אם מירו ביתן הגלס אין היפוטל. So, the same קשה that the Taz asked in Siftes, היי משום דיחושי במושי של ניסר ולחושי תימוח ואין לי בין רק כשאין לי ניקה ומרא אלו ביתן. So you see, עד כאן לשם תרסחתו שם דין בין בשם מרי. So now you see that the Shach, the Shach doesn't agree with the Taz. The Tashite, as he mentions at Institute, that this din, the Domashesh material, which is limited only to a case where we have the Mamoshes Eisa. So Mamoshes Eisa means not if you only have the plate of the Belua, but if you have the Mamoshes Eisa, even though it's in such a minute form that it's impossible even to see it. So then it's considered Mamoshes Yisrael. Mamoshes Yisrael. From the Shach it's not mashma like that. The way he mentions from the Lashon of the Teres Chatos, Behold, he lived in Ubei Amachot, or he lived in Ubei Tam Geles, and he bought a Hayu Mishim Dechoshit Mamoshes Yisrael, the Rechoshit Mimuach. So, because over there, it's not considered Misrasim. It's not considered Mimuach. Masha'in came, if it is Nimuach Mamesh. So there, it doesn't come within the Halacha of the Rosh Hashanah Matir. In other words, the Shach explicitly says, what the Primigodim assume, the Taz is saying in Siftes. But in the Taz, we have to say that it doesn't mean it in Siftes. That in Siftes, when the Taz says, the Osomosu Abeito, Losis Ligdeho, Livasima Tavshil, he emphasizes the fact of Vasima Tavshil because of the other problem, because he actually means Shalom Mimine. So because of Osomosu Ligdeho, Livasima Tavshil, so it's like a catalytic agent, so that stays the Shite in Beitze, that it's considered Mimine, even though it's means Shalom Mimine, but it's considered Al-Kidim Mimine. That's why he emphasizes the expression Livasim Atavshil. But he doesn't mean Livasim Atavshil, that here it's considered Mamoshes because of Livasim Atavshil. No. Because even if it hadn't been Livasim Atavshil, as long as you have the Mamoshes, no matter how minute and how misrasic it is still Mamoshes in Yisrael. But from the Shach, it appears the other way. That when is it considered to have the Mamoshes in Yisrael? When it's not Nimuach, but when it's Nimuach, then it's not Mamoshes in Yisrael. Now, of course, one little droplet of Yayin that the Asad in Eder in a big barrel of 1,000 gallons of wine would certainly be Nimuach and wouldn't come within the aloche of the Rosh Hashanah. So that's the machlekes between the Shach and the Taz. Alright. The Shach says, the Hayim Mishim Lechoshiv Mamoshe Shal Nisa, the Lechoshiv Nimuach. But suppose it is Nimuach, then it doesn't come within the aloche of the Rosh Hashanah. According to the Taz, even if it is Nimuach, only the only case where it doesn't come within the aloha of the Rosh Hashanah, where it's you only have the plate, machmas bisho. The lechoshen imuach, they be bad. Rakeshe nika be maare lebitan. Atkan lechein te vesatos. Mi u tzorchim gam beze. Nira lefi nizaiti min ashas min indorim vi yoshayme perik wa zindorim. Viteis lez lorosh viram vi nidorim shom. Vidoro she ish lematirim apil utalmi li botol bimine. Ayin shom. You see, so you see, the Taz and the Shach are both massive on the din of the Ramon. But the Ramon mentions two colors. Color number one, that if there is no Mamoshe Zerisa, so then just Tam, just the plate of the Balua, so then it doesn't come within the Aloche of the Rosh Hashanah. Din number two, that even if you have the Mamoshe Zerisa, but if it's not Osa Machmas Atzmei, but Osa Machmas Boluah Shem Seichei, like the case of Chticho Shalimim Lecho Teh Gimel Yomim, so that doesn't come within the Aloche of Dom Hashem Shematir and Iva. The Taz is Chilek on the second Din of the Ramo. And the first Din of the Ramo is not Chilek, except that the Taz holds that the first Din of the Ramo implies only when there is a plate of a Boluah, not if there is any mamoshes. But on the first din of the Ramor, the Taz is not massive. The Shach is massive even on the first din of the Ramor. Even on the first din of the Ramor, even when there is just Tam, plate of the Boluah, so still we still apply the aloha of Yom HaShem Yishom HaTev. That's what the Shach said. Mi Wutzorachim Gamaze, B'nir Rafi Yizayitim Anshaz, B'nir Yerushalmi Perik Vodin Dorim, B'teis Zorosh, דורים שום, ידעו שיש מתיר ונפלו את היינו ריבות ובמיני. אין שום, ואוכל מוכח נאמר מה שכוסף מרם והראש ביצ'ו ורשכו בייס, על הו דה אשר יכו שום תפוע חדושו, דה תפוע בוטו בשישים במאיים. והו דה אמרינון, דיו ושיש מתיר ונפלו ריבות הנמילה מין במיני. נראה, so there is a chumis or rosh in regard to chodosh. Suppose you may be and you put in the Tvur Chadosha in the abundance of Mayim and the Mayim at 60 measures neged the size of the Tvur Chadosha that was placed in the Mayim. So then he says, it's Bota Bishishin. But the question is, Chodosh is in the Roshin Shabbatim. So after the elephant bottle, so how could the Tvur Chadosha, that small measure of the Tvur Chadosha, be bottled be shishim in the mayim? So he says, no, the din of the Rosh Hashanah material after the elephant bottle, it applies only to mine, but here it's enjoy the mine. It's airing in mayim. That's two different meanings. So, but the question is this, when you make beer, so you don't have the mamoshes of the seir, the barley in the beer. Can you see in beer the mamoshes of barley? It's only that the mayim absorbs the tam from the barley. And so still the Rosh says that the only reason is why the aloha of Dom HaShem Yishlom the bottle doesn't apply to the case of beer, and it's bottled with shishim, is because it's been shalom b'minei. The implication being that had it been in the minei, even though you don't have the mamoshes of the chodosh in the mayim, so still it would not be bottled after the erev. So we see from the chilis rosh that the Rosh holds that by Nibimine, even if you don't have the mamoshes of the Nisan, but just the plate of the cup, as in the case of beer, you don't have the mamoshes of the barley in the beer, it's only, it has the tab, it absorbs the tab of the barley. So still, we apply the aloche of the Rosh Matinim, except that over there, it's Mishal Dimine. ועוד אפילו בדיום שיש מתאים לבות לא אמינו מי וכי משמע לרמבה מוסמד והמחבר לקמן סימן סימן ריש וזיין סיפיות גם אם נשאר את יין שעושה ביין אחר אפילו טיפה בחוב יש so he mentions that you are tipping the chopiers and there's a rakel which you have to show a nidre so that way so we see that the shach is chelik on the taz accepts the first din of the rabot. He accepts the first Ramah, but he limits the first Ramah to the case where there is no Mamoshes Elisa, not even in a ground state, not even in the form of Nisraseik of Nivua. So, but Mashen came, there is Mamoshes Elisa, but it's Nivua, then it's considered Mamoshes Elisa. The Shah assumes that when the Ramah says that the Aloch of the Rosh Hashmatirin applies only to Mamoshe Zeisea, he means Mamoshe Zeisea Mamesh. Let's say, Echtich of Nevele, a big Chatich of Nevele, it can be very large, and that was mixed up with two other Chatiches of Shuto. You have the Gufo Yisea, it's Nireit, you can see it, I mean, but we don't know which is the Shuto is in Nevele. Masha'inke is the, I'm mentioning again and again an example of the veil, but the veil is an example of the Masha'ish material. So I should mention, let's say, you have a loaf of bread. You have a loaf of bread that is chodosh. A loaf of bread that was baked, let's say, from spring wheat, which is chodosh. And then you have other loaves of bread that were baked, let's say from winter wheat, which is Yoshi, or from the previous crop, even if it is spring wheat. So it's Yoshi again. So you see the loaf of bread, but you don't know which loaf of bread is from the previous crop, and which loaf of bread is from this year's crop. So that's Mamoshes Elisa. But suppose you take the loaf of bread and you wind it up, or you take the flour, you see, and you wind it up, so then, according to the Shach's understanding of the Ramah, so then the Aloch of the Rosh Matirin doesn't apply. But the Shach, while assuming that the category of Tamim Boto is very broad, so he's chilik on the Ramah's din. And he says that the Aloch of the Rosh Matirin applies to every Domin Limine, whether there is Mamoshes, the Gufadomo, or Nisrasei, or even there is no Mamoshes in Yisrael altogether, but just the Tav. So still, by Limine, the Aloch of the Rosh Matirin applies. Alright. Lamash, she calls up the Teres Chatosha. שכן דעה שתורי החיים זה דברים שבאו תמי נמוכה אם נראה לכם ידענתי דעתו מקום הראש אומר לו מי נראה אמרו לדבר שתמתים לבוטו וכן מוכה בסיוס את האחשם וזה שכל זמן תור כמה שם רם את העם דו לדבר שתמתים לבוטו דעתי שנשאר למיני אבל שלא יהיה במיני תמי לבוטו בשישי עד כמה שני עומד במיני אפילו תמי לבוטו גם מה שכל זמן רב ותרסחת שם דעה שישראל את הכל חופי לסת ופוסק שום בגנדלת כי הרמב״ם וכן גם כן עם הבוי מייסר, כוסף שון דיוטס, כי רשבו במחבר סלגימו. ומה שכוסף שון דיוט זיין, זה בשמה שלו. So yes, this is a very strong question. This is a very strong question against the Ramor. Now the Ramor agreed with the מחבר זיין, that כלי שני נסה, בבוי הסיסר, שניסר עם באחר, ואיניקר, is not the role the dominus to the Rosh Hashmatirin. And the Ramah explains it. Lifi she tzorich lehitzi olof itzoyes la'ad vilei, v'chol kayitzi mazeh. So he explains that, why don't we apply the law of the Rosh Hashanah? Because it involves the monetary loss. The implication being, suppose it doesn't involve the monetary loss, there is a volunteer who wants to be Magil over 1,000 K. There is no monetary loss, he is begging us. So then, there is no people. Then there is no people. But, according to the Shita of the Ramah here, that when it's only tav, and you don't have the goof for Yisya, so then we don't apply the law of Doshit Matili. So why does the Ramah have to resort to the fact that Tzolcho Yitzel of Yitzoyes, because it involves monetary loss? Suppose it doesn't involve monetary loss. Do you have the Mamoshes Yisya? A spoon. Is the spoon the Mamoshes Yisya? The spoon is a spoon like any other spoon. But this one specific spoon was the way of minute particles of error. But you don't have the Mamoshes Yisya, you only have the Tam. So even without recourse to the fact that Tzolcho Yitzel of Yitzoyes, the Ramah should say, Kli Shenesa Bibliyas Yisya, Shemisarim Vachimim, Veyinike Afot Umrov, Veyindon Nisi Bidom Hashem Shomatimim, Shearei Mamoshes O Yisaka, only the Bliye. That is that spoon, Mochomo, and let's say a chticha of shchuto that was glaya, minute particles of the veil, or a minute particle of the veil, and then that boss of shchuto that has a glaya of the veil became mixed up with two other chtichas of shchuto that had no glaya of Yisya. So the Ramah says here that inasmuch as it only has the tam and no mamoshes Yisya, it's a boss of shchuto. It doesn't have the mamoshes Yisya, so in Mele, we say that it's Bosborov. So here in the case of a contaminated spoon, certainly it's not mamoshes Yisya, the spoon itself, the metal, is not mamoshes Yisya. So why does the Ramah have to resort to the fact that so late all of Yitzhoyus Lagile Kokayitzi with it? So that's very strange. Now, so we have to say this is a very strong kashrut against this Ramah's din. So we have to say that in Chaname, according to the Ramah was aware of the fact that the Amenu Rishayim who apply the concept of Tichan Asis Nevele even to a case of Tam, where there is no Mamoshes Yisya. But the Ramah paskins. Like these Rishayim, that where the reason of Mamoshes Yisya, so then the Aloha Mamoshes Yisya Matimah after the Aloha Mamoshes Yisya doesn't apply. But the Mechaber, when the Mechaber mentioned the din of Kli Shenesa B'Bliyas Yisya, Shenisari Bachirim, the Mechaber, as he points it out in Bes Yosef, he means the Rashbo. And the Rashbo bases it upon the fact, because it involves the monetary laws, so obviously the Rashbo holds that the din of the Rosh Yisrael Matir and Afil Baruch Lepoku applies it to Tam, not only to Mamoshes Yisrael. So the Ramah explained it. But the Yochaname, according to the Pesach of the Ramah, we don't have to resolve it this time. But the Ramah explains it because there are two reasons as to why, in the case of Nish and Esa, Bidriya, Sisa, Shemisari, Bahir, and Yimika, Lepoku. So there are two reasons. One reason, because according to the Ramah, the whole Aloha of the Rosh Yisrael Matirim doesn't apply to a case of Tam where there is no Mamoshes Yisya. But then, there is another reason, even assuming that it applies to a case of Tam without any Mamoshes Yisya. But here it doesn't apply because it involves a monetary loss. But then, according to the Ramos Pesach here, so there is an additional reason as to why, in the case of Klish and Esa B'Bias Yisya, Ashur Yisrael B'Achelim B'Yimika, is not the Lord. Because we don't have the Mamoshes Yisya. Alright. Uma shekosa, shom, bidin yudzai, dido boshe Mamoshes shal yisea, lese beine, vileke le taime, botu, koi dat kai ne mine, vizel ishen ishom, vo, dido boshe ishmatzil le botu ane dat ki ne mine, avo shen mitu botu shabu nisamer, afi oin makir e din, shabu fa yisa nisekhe, vikosh ki dobo shem Mamoshes shal yisea lese beine, vileke le taime baal meshen vashon shabu nisamer, vichem shaminu vi yuri shalme, טוב, ששמעתי הוא נוסחה אחר עם שירו מיני ממשהו, ושאו מיני סתם עד כאן לשני, הרי להדי דימי, ודחתי לשני מיני, וכי רואה נראה, ליישב קצת זו, דרגוי אלוהים הביאור, דחור, אין חשב ופועי, זה עדיין מתעבודס. אבל גם לא עשה ביימי, כי יין ביין לחי גם נלויבותו. אבל אין, in other words, now he's trying to say what the task says the Sifiyut. בין להקשס, מה יש למיטי בסייאי, שעושה עולו בנדע, שנופו בחובייס, דאבו דאבו שיש מטרידים, נשום להבן בן בולוע, אלו תערודס.